with Sourcer Gill and David Palmer. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. You think about it, we rant about it. Listen to us live on Facebook.
Good afternoon. It's Friday. Best day of the work week for most of us. Want to welcome you all here to another live edition of the Rant Network. My name is David Solomon. I'm in freaking cold, minus 30 degree Montreal. Stuart is in plus 30 degree heat, probably down in Florida, enjoying himself. And we're all jealous and wondering why the heck did our parents decide to move to Canada? But that's neither here nor there. Stuart, what we're talking about today, though, is one of those, you know, cancel culture has reared its ugly head yet once again. And it is fascinating. And I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but really what makes us ill, and it really drives us crazy, is this insistence that cancel culture erase American history. Stuart, tell us about the most recent incident. And please, I know you're a shy guy, but tell us how you really feel.
You know, for all those people that are hard on the left, that are in the center, and that are hard on the right, and those in between, I gotta tell you that there has to be some sort of end to this insanity. And again, I don't care if you are a liberal or a conservative. It really doesn't matter. You know, we learned in World War II, and just prior to, when the Nazis literally tried to remove the existence of gypsies, gays, lesbians, Jews, and everyone else. And the world recognized on how bad this really was on trying to erase history. And another issue on why the German Third Reich and the World Third Reich were really Nazis and bad people. So today we're in the modern era. We're smarter. We have electric cars. We have clean fossil fuel. We do things that are smarter and better for you. However, that isn't the way we actually truly are. Now, you're probably saying, what is Stuart talking about? And there's some people who think I'm this hardcore right-wing guy. But in the middle of the night, while all of us were sleeping, they removed the statue of Theodore Roosevelt. And, you know, I actually saw this statue, and I actually remember seeing it as a young kid and as an adult when I go back to New York. And I got to tell you, I don't really see what's the matter with this. Now, I'm not a tribesman. I'm not a colonialist. I'm a guy who grew up in Montreal, Quebec, and lives in South Florida. However, let's erase colonialism and pretend like it didn't exist is not a solution. Since May of last year, there have been 183 monuments either ruined, destroyed, or removed. I don't know. Does that sound like a progressive world? Are we progressing? Well, the word progressive doesn't mean progress. How is that for an oxymoron? These assholes think that if I remove a statue, I'm going to wipe out the history. Listen.
Wow. You know, it's not only about the wiping out, Stuart, but you know, the crazy thing is the comment that was said is, why was it removed? Was because it was offensive. And, you know, to see Theodore Roosevelt on a horse, flanked by a Native American and an African American.
By the way, you're talking about the 25th president of the United States of America. Listen, that Stuart, was actually elected by a mass amount, not a 50-50.
Stuart, you know what? I'm going to argue with you that, like, you know, look, Theodore Roosevelt was elected, and if I know my history correctly, women couldn't vote for him. A lot of African Americans, it was a white male vote. But that's American history. My frustration.
Right. So hold on a second, David. But you're saying we should cancel all presidential election results that happened?
No, I don't think we should cancel. What I'm saying, no. My comment is. Listen, I'm expressing what they're feeling. What I'm saying is, look, and I have a very, very serious problem. And Risa, you're bang on, and this is the point I was trying to make. when we erase history, we can't learn from it. We're dumb and shit, and we're going to repeat the same mistakes, okay? And we're seeing it today. By erasing what has happened in the 1930s in Europe and in the United States with this movement towards fascism and socialism hard, we are saying today, that's a great idea. Well, look what it did to us in the 1930s. And don't tell me that we've evolved and we're smarter. We're not. We're just repeating the same mistakes because we don't want to listen to history.
I have to give a correction. He was not the 25th president. He was the 26th president.
Okay. But the thing with Theodore Roosevelt, he was elected during a time where, yes, there was racism, hardcore racism. Yes, Native Americans were killed. We know about the massacres.
He died in 1919, born in 1858. The issue with the Native Americans started in the 16th fucking century.
The thing is that we once again, and this is the thing that really gets me like really like angry, is where does this end? Because if you're going to tell me you're offended by the statue of Theodore Roosevelt flanked, then here's the question. At what point do you take this and learn from it? You know what the irony of it is? They took down the statue, Stuart, but did you know where they sent it?
Yeah.
To a library in North Dakota.
Yeah.
So my question is, what are we doing there? Okay, look, the truth of the matter is, should it be on the steps of the museum in front? Maybe I could debate it, but you want to know something? And I'm going to use one example. And I know people keep saying they hate bringing up the Holocaust, but there is a phenomenal Holocaust museum, obviously in Jerusalem, in Washington. Montreal has one. That's excellent. Yeah. There's several all over the world. And the one thing that's in common with all of them is nothing is erased. Everything is in your face, in front of you.
Poland would love to erase everything.
And I was going to get to that in a second because I was in Poland, and I'll share that in a second. But my point is that this is a museum that tries to preserve the history as hard and as offensive as the material, the anti-Semitic material published, not only in Germany, folks, in the U.S. and Canada. I mean, one of the cool parts about the Montreal Holocaust Museum is that you see anti-Semitism growing in the 1930s in Germany on one side and in Quebec on the other side of the wall. The parallels are incredible. And are we just going to take it down because it's offensive? No. It has to be.
But it's not just about Jews. Listen, on July 17th, in my lovely state, Miami, Florida, they destroyed and beheaded Jesus Christ. They took his head off on July 17th. It's, you know, look, it isn't about the Holocaust. And I agree with that. We're just bringing it up because we're two Jewish guys on the damn phone. But to all those Catholic listeners and Christian listeners, I mean, they beheaded Jesus fucking Christ. I mean,
Listen. Whoa. Listen. The thing that's going on right now is just out of hand. And when you said 183 monuments were desecrated, removed, or whatever, it just shows you. And by the way, the same thing's happening in Canada, where our first prime minister, Johnny MacDonald, he was a racist and a slave owner. Listen, if you're going to start erasing history, and I made this comment in a previous rant, so when are you removing George Washington? When are you removing George Washington? Every mention, every street name, everything regarding George Washington? When are you going to start removing him? The reality is you won't. You won't. And that's hip. That doesn't make sense. If you're going to erase all of history, you might as well get rid of everything.
Hey, and you know what? In Buffalo, New York, on July 10th, the 68-year-old statue proactively removed by its Italian-American owner after seeing Columbus statue defaced. Christopher Columbus, Roosevelt.
You know what? Because Christopher Columbus represents invasion and colonialism. No, guys, no kidding. But if you're not happy with this, you know what, guys? You got it backwards. Don't erase history. Get out of here. Get out of here. Move out. You can't erase history and then live here and say, oh, we fixed the problem. You didn't fix anything.
Well, you know, what about now they also want to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson?
Oh, come on. Next thing
you know, there you go. Listen, to be torn down under the city government order.
I'm telling you, you want to know what the – I wouldn't be surprised if someone is trying to tear down the Statue of Liberty because she was – she, you know, all these people who came through Ellis Island and these poor immigrants and the way we treated them. You know, you're going to make an excuse for everything, everything, and you're going to erase it. Cancel culture is a disease, okay? It's this new disease that's coming. You know, we're working on eradicating COVID. We have to eradicate cancel culture. We have to eradicate the people who have pushed these notions, and these are university professors. These are, as you call them, quote-unquote progressives, which is an irony in itself, where they're completely
an oxymoron.
They're off their rocker. There are people who are sitting here today and saying, I am offended. Look, I don't want to see a statue of Hitler erected in Berlin. But I want to tell you something. The Germans know exactly what they did. And it's been 80 years since the end of World War II. And you want to know something? They stood side by side with Israel this week in the United Nations to make sure that Holocaust denial is a non-issue, that the Holocaust did happen. Germany stood with Israel. And here we are in the United States and in Canada, and our goal is to erase our real history. It is so ridiculous. It makes no sense. I would love to see finally where cancel culture, okay, is eradicated. Please, you want to fix?
You know, I want to bring up some more political stuff here. We got 12 minutes in, we got 3 minutes. They want to make a statue of George Floyd, a guy that's been convicted of many crimes. That was, unfortunately, his life was snuffed out because he resisted arrest. That started these riots in May of last year. I plead with everyone to look in the fucking mirror. Enough's enough. The guy was no saint. Yet now they want to erect statues of this guy,
but that's the same.
And
but
tear down the president of the United States.
Stuart, we've been doing it. Look how many people walk around with T-shirts of Che Guevara. And everybody goes, oh, it's so cool. The rebel. Get to know the history of Che Guevara. Or people will walk around with Fidel Castro T-shirts. You know, come on. This is people who are just living in a freaking dream world. And they are just coming around and just more and more espousing the fact that they're going to rewrite history. What scares me is that these are the same people who are now going into rewriting textbooks. So now history is not being taught properly yet once again in high school. And you know what, Risa, you're right. This is a sad statement. And I would like to show this comment here by Risa on our screen here. Martin Luther King's memory is being desecrated or whatever. And George Floyd is a hero. How sad is it that in 2022, the reverend, peace-loving, deal maker.
We spoke about Martin Luther King.
No, but I'm saying is cancel culture wants to make an idol out of George Floyd and destroy MLK's memory.
Listen,
crazy.
Martin Luther King, the Reverend, let him rest in peace, walked around with a sign saying, "I am a man."
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Today they want to say, I am a black man. No, you know, Luther King never wanted to be known as a black man. I'm a man. I'm a human being. And by the way, David, as we get to this end of the quarter hour, I want to say I put on my sweater so you felt more comfortable today.
Well, look, at the end of the day, look, and let's just finish with cancel culture here and these statues. Cutting down statues is the wrong approach. Just to cut them down, tear them down, desecrate them is the wrong approach. History cannot be erased. It's a danger. And it's the one thing that history keeps teaching us. It's a danger to keep erasing history. We have not learned from history's lessons. And once again, we're repeating it. Stuart, I want to thank you for another outstanding week. This has been a good one.
I've been trying to post some of the dates.
I see that. And by the way,
I only got to June. It started in May. So, I only got to June. 183 statues of our history.
Right. Anyways, listen, folks, want to thank you all very much. A shout out to my friend Sass, who wants to cancel Stuart, but Stuart's with me through this come hell or high water. So, you know, LOL, we love you, baby.
Sass, even though that you seem like a hardcore Democrat, I still love you. And I hope you realize that the party that you thought you loved, I guess you live in Canada.
Yeah, let's just move on. Stuart, it's all good. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday. Cheers.